It was a daily drug habit that I had. It was nonstop, 24/7, street life, hustling in the streets. And that's a hard thing to get out of your brain. You know, you don't ever get it out of your brain, but you surround yourself with good people, and it helps a lot. You know, you don't never forget where you come from.
37-year-old Carolyn Courtney and I are sitting in the office of Aid to Inmate Mothers in Montgomery, Alabama. After she was discharged in 2007 from the state's only maximum security prison, Tutwiler Prison for Women, Carolyn has been in close contact with the people of AIM, who she says helped her lead the life she does today.
I'm left out of Tutwiler and moved straight into my apartment thanks to AIM, a furnished apartment with groceries in the cabinet. And not very many people get that chance, you know, and I was one of the fortunate ones. But there is help out there for people that want help. You know, being a drug addict for so long, you lose confidence in yourself. And they gave me that self-esteem back. You know, they constantly remind me that.
How did
I could
they remind
do
that.
You? That I'm very smart, that I'm intelligent, and I can do anything that I set my mind to do. You hear good for so long and you believe in yourself again, but you hear negative for so long and you believe negative of yourself. And I was like at the bottom.
After running away from an abusive husband and two daughters in Ohio, Carolyn had been living on the streets addicted to various drugs for a long time before being locked up. According to her, the drugs made it almost impossible to care about anything, especially herself. She remembers one day where she was called into a special room in the prison and given a message by one of the female guards.
And she came to me and took me to the cell block where you get isolated. And I'm like, why am I in here? And she said, well, I got bad news. And she said, your mother and your children had died in a house fire. All this time, I thought they were gone, you know, dead, up until last year.
As it turned out, Carol's ex-husband had called the prison and lied to them. When she was released in 2007, AIM gave Carolyn a computer and helped her set up a Facebook account. To her surprise, within a few days, she had received friend requests from her two now grown-up daughters. She also learned that her mother was alive, but in critical condition. AIM paid for a bus ticket, and Carolyn was picked up in Illinois by her sister, who she had not seen since childhood.
She just started crying. I started crying. And she said, oh my God, you look just like Mom. You know, and I do. I look a lot like my mom. I was just so happy, you know, to finally see some family and someone that loves me unconditionally. And it's just amazing. It was amazing. It was amazing. And it let me know that I'm human, you know, and that I do deserve to see my family, and they're not embarrassed of me. They're not ashamed of me. And I talk to my family every day now.
Since being released from prison in 2007, Carolyn has moved into her own apartment. She is raising her 3-year-old son, AJ, and frequently in contact with the staff of AIM. In her words, recovery has not been all peaches and cream. Though she has struggled with small relapses over the years, she says that it is waking up next to her baby boy and the knowledge that there are people who care for her and believe in her that keep her from spiraling back into addiction.
I mean, I've been shot. I've been ran over by cars. You know, I got shot in the head and, you know, robbed. I mean, it's, you know, it was time for a change.